This is Lorene Gilbert, President WealthWise Financial, with another WealthWise moment. Today's topic is tax reform, what it means for businesses, part two. There are more than 30 million small businesses in the United States, many of whom file as a pass-through entity, such as a sole proprietorship, partnership, S-Corp, or LLC. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provides a tax break for small business through establishing a 20% qualified business deduction limited by the greater of either 50% of wage income or by 25% of wage income plus 2.5% of depreciable property. So how does it work? First of all, there's a threshold amount to consider. The threshold amount is the amount above which both the limitation on specified service businesses and the wage limit will apply. The threshold amount is $157,500 for single filers and $315,000 for joint filers. In addition, the threshold amount plus the phase-in range is $207,500 for individual taxpayers and $415,000 for joint taxpayers. Qualified business income is generally net income from your business without regard for any amount paid by an S-Corp that's treated as reasonable compensation. Furthermore, there are certain service industries that are excluded, such as health, law, consulting, athletics, financial services, brokerage services, or any trade or business where the principal asset of such trade or business is the reputation or skill of one or more of its employees or owners. However, if your income is below the income threshold, you can still be one of these service businesses and take the deduction. To make things more complicated, the only service industries specifically excluded from the exclusion were engineering and architecture services. So if you're an engineering firm or an architectural firm, you can take the deduction. If your income is below the threshold amount, the deductible amount for your business is simply 20% of your qualified business income. So if your income is $50,000 and your qualified business income is $40,000, then your deduction is $8,000 or 20% of your qualified business income. However, many businesses fall under the complication of the rules. And the bottom line is that you'll most likely need a good CPA who can calculate if and how you can apply this business deduction. And just like the saying goes, all good things must come to an end, these provisions expire on December 31st, 2025, at the same time as the individual tax provisions expire. So while this new tax deduction is very good for small business owners, you may need professional advice on applying this benefit while it exists. This is Lorene Gilbert. For more information, WealthWiseFinancial.com or 949-748-1177.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC.